your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Kieran Corr.
A teenager who stabbed his teacher at school in Bradford has been sentenced to 11 years. The 14-year-old who launched a racially motivated attack on the victim at Dixon's King's Academy has been told he'll spend up to 6 years behind bars and the rest on licence. The boy even boasted about it on Facebook. Outside Bradford Crown Court, the victim, Vincent Uzoma, said his faith has helped him.
I've forgiven this boy who has inflicted this trauma and pain onto me and my family. It was, however, important for the law to run its course and for a strong message to be sent out that violence is never acceptable.
Police are urging more than 100 drivers to contact them following a suspected hit-and-run near Tunbridge, which killed a father of two. 24-year-old Carl Radmore died after his car collided with another on the A26 in Southborough in the early hours of Saturday. Officers want to speak with anyone who may have seen what happened. Tributes are being paid to a former RAF soldier from Medway who's died in Canada. Chris Pollitt was instantly killed when his car was struck by another vehicle in Alberta in June, 2 years after moving to the country. His parents say the 31-year-old who grew up in Raynham was amazing and he was liked wherever he went. A young man is due in court later, accused of killing a prisoner who was allegedly punched at Rochester Prison. 28-year-old Fraser Stent died in hospital 7 days later after the alleged attack in October last year. Alistair Scott, who's 23, is charged with manslaughter and is expected to enter a plea later.
This is KMFM News.
An emergency meeting's getting underway over the falling price of milk. Around 200 dairy producers have been forced to close since the beginning of January as supermarkets continue to slash prices. Colin Bastable is a dairy farmer in Tunbridge. He says they want to just get enough money to have a living.
Supermarkets have got to be prepared to charge a bit more for milk. The last thing we want to do as farmers is like the French farmers. We don't want to inconvenience the public by going and blocking roads thing, because that doesn't help at all.
New talks aimed at resolving a row over the planned all-night tube service in London have started. There have been two 24-hour strikes in the past month, which brought the network to a standstill. Leaders of four unions are meeting London Underground managers to discuss their new shift arrangements, which are due to come into effect on the 12th of September. A Maidstone woman's launching a major new project aimed at helping teenagers with depression. Chelsea Ray's asking us to write a letter to our 15-year-old selves offering a piece of advice. She has told KMFM the idea is to show youngsters they're not alone if they're struggling to cope with things like low self-esteem.
One in five teenagers will suffer from depression before they get to adulthood, and millions more will suffer from low self-esteem. My aim is to get people sharing their experiences and the things they've learnt growing up to show today's teenagers that things might feel bad now, but they will get better in future, and there is light at the end of the tunnel.
And a Kent beer maker says he's not surprised by figures showing a new brewery's opening up every other day in the UK. Steve Heff set up 12 Bar Brewing Company in Marden near Maidstone 2 months ago. He says punters are always after new flavours.
There's so many more hops on the market now that can give tinges of various flavours into a beer that makes it more interesting from, you know, the US, New Zealand, and there's some amazing UK hops, I believe, that can produce just as good beer with just as good flavour as some of those, and that's what we're trying to do.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
In cricket, two of England's Ashes winners have been made available to play for their counties in the quarterfinals of the T20 Blast. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Joe.
Well, all-rounder Moeen Ali will feature for Worcestershire against Hampshire on Friday, whilst wicketkeeper batsman Joss Butler can play for Lancashire at Kent a day later. England regained the Ashes from Australia by winning the fourth test at Trent Bridge, taking an unbeatable 3-1 series lead with a game to spare. Footballer Manchester City are at West Brom this evening in the final match of the first round of the Premier League. Yesterday, Liverpool were 1-0 winners at Stoke. Arsenal began their campaign with a 2-0 defeat at home to West Ham. And in tennis, Heather Watson will be hoping for a better run in Toronto than she had in Washington last week. The British number one starts her campaign at the Canadian Open Tennis by taking on American Arena Falcone tonight. At the event in Montreal, Andy Murray plays in the doubles with veteran Leander Paes.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.